number of search results that are getting the AI overview is increasing by 4% a day, and that by later this year we'll have like full market saturation on AI overviews populating more and more search results. It's getting crazy.
So what website platform are you using? Is it Wix? Is it Shopify? Is it WordPress? Do you have a custom build?
I mean, anytime we have a campaign where everything's just going right, it's always nice. And to see and be able to celebrate the wins with the client each week when we're on our calls and have everybody getting excited and to see the progress we're making and the feedback we're getting.
We've got a call here. We want to challenge you.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Run Radio with your hosts, Quinn
and Brian.
And today, you guys, we want to talk all about websites. Now, I know that doesn't sound like maybe a new topic, but we've said this before, we'll say it 1,000 times, not all websites are created equal. So we want to talk a little bit about that and give you some opportunities to ask yourself some questions about your website and hopefully give you some takeaways that you can work with. So, websites are important. Websites are important even in the world of AI. We know websites are important. And we want to talk about AI as well today.
And I think we'll probably continue to have AI coming up for the foreseeable future because there's just so many developments, so many new things, and growing importance. I think I don't even know if this is accurate because I just saw it on some random X post, but that the number of search results that are getting the AI overview is increasing by 4% a day, and that by later this year we'll have like full market saturation on AI overviews populating more and more search results. It's getting crazy.
And you might have noticed this, especially if you're watching your Google Analytics or even more your Google Search Console, you might have seen yourself showing up in more impressions, especially if you're doing any sort of SEO whatsoever, right?
Yeah, I honestly should have pulled it up, and maybe I'll put a link to it because there's this post going around of a guy presenting showing like the clicks going down, but the impressions are skyrocketing in it. Hopefully that's not the case for everyone. We've seen a lot of impression growth as we see more and more results featured in AI. Luckily, we haven't seen dwindling clicks because I think right now, AI overviews has been primarily on top of funnel and informational queries, where a lot of the projects were focusing more on middle and bottom of funnel opportunities. And so luckily we're not seeing like crazy dwindling clicks, but I know industry-wide that's like the meme of the year is like, here's where our impressions are. And yeah, don't worry about the clicks continuing to dwindle, but
because check out our impressions. Yeah.
Which the growth in impressions is great. And I think it does.
Certainly impressions precede clicks.
Yeah. And especially historically, we've seen so much overlap between starting to get traction on more keywords, seeing growth in impressions, and then the corresponding growth in clicks as you get better and better placement. And I hope that we continue to see that be the case as AI overview and AI mode helps impressions grow, that Google will do everyone a solid and continue to allow websites to get clicks, because I think everyone is scared of how much Google is pushing zero click searches and trying to incorporate everything that they can while taking advantage of the world's content. But yeah, it's interesting. And so I do think AI is going to continue to come up in the future, but I don't want to go too deep on that while we're still talking websites.
So I think business owners and marketers alike probably are asking the question, okay, is AI here to stay? I think more and more people can answer that affirmatively. I think the question that still remains is like, is there anything I can do about it as a business owner, as a marketer? Are there actionable items? So I want to get into that. I also want to wish everybody, any US based viewers, a happy 4th. We just had the 4th of July. If you want to catch me on a 5-foot unicycle, comment 5-foot unicycle, because I do have footage of me. We represented ourselves in a local parade. And so check us out there. So I think let's dive into it. So I want to ask a couple questions real quick to everybody. Do you know what your website is? Do you know where it's hosted? Do you know who built it? Do you own it? I think those are good questions to ask yourself. If you feel uncomfortable with those questions, this is going to be a great video for you. And it probably is indicative of you needing to take control, because your business is your baby. And if you're a marketer, you need to have these questions answered for sure. So ask those questions. If you can get that far, then I want you to ask, where's your site hosted, or what CMS is in place? So what website platform are you using? Is it Wix? Is it Shopify? Is it WordPress? Do you have a custom build? Do you know what that tech stack looks like? Do you know if you have a CRM in place? Who's doing this, you know, the client relationship management? Where does that all live? If you can't answer those questions as a business owner or as a marketer, you've got gaps, and you've got to get those gaps shored up, because that's gonna play a lot into what we're about to talk about.
Yeah, and over the years, and I hope we see less and less of it, but thus far we have not, where surprisingly many business owners don't know if they own their website or not. They don't know where their domain is purchased. They don't know. And there's just so much that's up in the air of things that are in the future now and in the future, super critical to having control over how their business is positioned online. And so I love that you bring those up, because those are kind of foundational. And, you know, we have our position on them, which is you should own and control all of that, especially if you don't want to get stuck with the bill, if you're trying to make changes, if you don't want to lose your website because you don't know where the domain's registered. I mean, some of these foundational things are super important. And so, yeah, I think that's a great list of, hey, where are you with your website? And is it important to your business? Because if it's not now, it's going to be in the future.
Yeah, it's only, I think it's safe to say a website is only going to be increasingly more valuable over the course of the next, you know, decade even, right? So we found a video. We want to react to it. We don't know this guy from Adam. Looks like he's got a ton of views. I imagine he's got some good insight. But we do notice that he talks about website builders. And there's a lot of questions here, like, where should I build my website? I'm going to build my own website. What builder is best? And so I want to pull it up real quick and let this be kind of a guide to us.
And in this video, I'm going to go over each of them and tell you exactly which one is the best choice for you. I've even created complete beginner tutorials for every website builder mentioned in this video. So once you've decided which one is right for you, you can use these tutorials to create your website step by step.
Be clear, we see many website builders over the years, and even today. I mean, you can get a website built virtually anywhere. A lot of even CMS software, you can build websites right there, right? You can build websites with hosts. I know you can do, yeah, GoDaddy sites.
You can have AI pump you out a website on GoDaddy in just a few minutes. There's increasingly growing number of options for sure.
So I would say it's probably safe to say that there are a lot of pros and cons across the internet of websites. And maybe something to note here is, despite the pros and cons, we have to think about longevity, and we have to think about ownership, and we have to think about future-proofing, right? So in a perfect world, you'd be a full stack developer. You'd have a team of developers. You'd be able to build anything and everything you want. It would all be hosted in your own servers. You'd have control of everything. Now, that's not always available for everybody, especially small businesses. And so what we start to see is people kind of bringing websites to the people, right? You got WYSIWYGs, you got What You See, What You Get, but they're not all created equal. So let's talk about this real quick. I do want to hear his conclusion. I don't necessarily think we need to go through his old video, but I think it would be valuable to listen to his conclusion, and then we can go from there. So check this out, you guys.
So which one of these website builders is the best choice for you? Each platform has its unique benefits, so it's important to consider your specific needs before making a final decision. If you're looking for an all-in-one platform with plenty of templates and great flexibility in design and features, Wix is a great choice for you. Squarespace is a great option if you want a platform that has a good balance between ease of use and flexibility and offers a good amount of beautiful and artistic templates. If you're a professional web designer or someone who values complete design freedom to create something truly unique, you should probably check out Webflow. For an e-commerce website where the main focus is selling products, Shopify is the best place to be. If you need an easy-to-use and very affordable tool to create simple websites, check out the Hostinger Website Builder. And if you want full control and ownership of your website with endless possibilities for the future, WordPress is probably the way to go. And if you don't have any money to spend on setting up your and very,
I think this is really, and I'll leave this up for a second here. That's probably a pretty good synopsis of the websites.
Yeah.
The website builders.
Yeah. I know Webflow in particular, if you're wanting to do anything with data, like programmatic SEO and use some data sources, that they've made it very easy to pull in data sources and do programmatic SEO. I don't love Squarespace. There's little things that, at least when we're trying to do ad campaigns or call tracking, there's just these little nuances about like where in the website you can add custom code. So there's just small little details, but for the most part, yes, I do agree with him. But WordPress, I think, is a much better solution than most of these. There's just because of its extensibility, but it is a good synopsis.
So let's do this. Okay. This guy has probably done a good job reaching the masses, the public, and giving them options, which is what he set out to do with his video. What I feel like he hasn't done is represented the marketer hat. So this is what I'll say. We work with websites all day, every day. Many websites from a myriad of different platforms. And we are constant. Our goal is to not only get them to rank for search engines, but also now AI and a myriad of other technical things like tracking conversions, back-end API connections, cross-domain analytic, you know, Google Analytics or other even server side analytics. There's some really technical things that happen in the world of marketing and websites. And I would suggest most of these will come up wanting. WordPress, if you don't have a custom site, you basically are going to be, you're going to be without the ability to do what the big boys are doing out in the world with most of these platforms.
Yeah, I would say the one caveat from that list is Shopify, because I think they're doing a really good job at building their platform out to connect where people are and trying and doing a decent job at staying up to date on conversion tracking and some of these other elements. So I know that's one place for e-commerce that we see them making tracking really easy. They've had really good support. Like right now, the Google and YouTube app that connects to your Google ads, it makes setting up tracking for enhanced conversions and this is relatively new from Shopify, you know, even this time last year, if you wanted enhanced conversions, you were in there and implementing that yourself with code from your own or some other third-party solution to help you make that happen. And so there's also been a lot of great developers doing things like helping you get server-side tracking in place so that those Safari users and people with tracking prevention aren't falling outside of what you're able to see. And so, but I overall, yes, I agree. And I do think Shopify is doing a better job at that, and they're continuing to improve on that. But I still always, you know, as far as control goes, still default back to WordPress.
I think that's a completely reasonable point. Obviously, Shopify holds a large market share of websites, right? I think many of these are large companies, and they're all investing in SEO in general and other abilities to make them more functional. But I would even still caveat with, as SEOs, as marketers, we can get, at the very least, when they compare a Shopify site to a WordPress site, we can move quicker. And if we can move quicker, indexability is quicker. But there's just some things that are just a pain in the butt on Shopify, even still today.
Yeah, right? I think one thing that's going to be really interesting to see in the next few months is we saw someone from the C-suite of Shopify come out and make an announcement basically saying they are in partnership with OpenAI and they're getting ready to have integration. So similar to how you can set up your Facebook store with Shopify, that we might see something coming for shopping on AI from Shopify. So that I'm really interested to see, because that will help set them apart in the near future if they have any development there. And hopefully we see our other favorite platforms stand a chance or have some type of way to integrate as well and not get the cold shoulder and just let Shopify run away with it. But I thought that that was really forward thinking of them, and their whole motto right now is they want to help people be where shoppers are. And so to already have something in place to help integrate shopping directly in with OpenAI, I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. I think it's a great point. I do want to make a slight pivot as we are running on time. I want to talk briefly with you guys about, the power of websites. So it is presumable that there are people within the realm of our reach on this small channel that you've got a website and you might be feeling a little bit of poking and prodding from us. So what I want to say is we partnered with a relatively large organization. I mean, they've been around a long time. They've done relatively well with just their physical presence. It's a resort in Flaming Gorge, right? And for a long time, basically up until 2025, they have had a rudimentary website at best. They had, a booking system, but basically this kind of facade of a website. And I think a lot of people in that space, we hear the same kind of argument, like, we don't really necessarily need it. Like, we're doing fine. Our business is doing fine. We don't necessarily need that online presence, or we don't even know if we really want to grow. Right. So they had this asset that had basically been sitting there. And I think that is one of the most common rebuttals or I'll say arguments that we'll get from somebody is, hey, do you need marketing? Do you need a website? Do you have a website? It's like, we're all right.
We're good.
Got something. And we get so passionate to tell people, like, this is an asset that is both going to help grow the value of your business from a longevity standpoint, as you're trying to create, whether that's generational wealth or you want to pass it on, or you just want something that's going to sustain you through retirement, or most common, you know, exit strategy. You need to grow assets just like a brick and mortar or Book a business, right? You've got to have assets that generate value for your web or for your business. And yeah, basically this asset had gone so long underutilized.
Definitely underutilized.
And so let me actually show you guys here. And
I know we didn't get it prepped to show on this call, but I would almost love to also, if we could, pull up the Search Console and just look at like, okay, here's before and after, and here's the last 3 months, year over year, and what kind of impact utilizing that website just from an organic standpoint only has had.
So let's pull it up, and I'll kind of give you a little bit of context here that you might be feeling, you might be resonating with, right? So, I mean, there's something there.
Yeah.
There's copy there. There's a button. You know, there's information. There's some links, and we actually preloaded some of those links, and they've got copy, and there's information. People can read, and they can do something, right? But ultimately, this is representative of a lot of conversations that we have with people. It's like, we're all right. We've got a website. And the reality is once we made even just a handful of changes on, let's just say, 20 plus pages, right? Including obviously some user functionality like video and keeping people on pages and better organization of content and real photos. And of course, then the SEO optimizations of both load speed and Core Web Vitals and internal linking structure, and then optimizing the content itself for keyword usage and making sure that we had comprehensive and unique content across the site. Just some really basic SEO stuff. We're not even talking, some of the technical stuff. Almost immediately, we see massive changes in what they can rank for, how often they're showing up, their basic organic visibility online.
Yeah, it's been really pleasing to see. I mean, anytime we have a campaign where everything's just going right, it's always nice. And to see and be able to celebrate the wins with the client each week when we're on our calls and have everybody getting excited and to see the progress we're making and the feedback we're getting. But they were obviously primed for this change, you know? And so, I think this is one place where it's just a really easy picture to paint of like, you don't underutilize this asset in 2025.
Right.
And we're seeing the world change in front of our eyes big time. And so you need to not just catch up, but you're not just getting left behind. Things are changing and you've got to utilize your website.
So if you find yourself saying to yourself or to other people, yeah, we've got a website. It's not necessarily the bee's knees, but it does us okay. We'd invite you to reconsider. Think about what it could be. Because if you just did some of these very rudimentary things, now that's just the start, right? Now we start talking about custom conversions and getting ads in place and having tracking for phone calls and chat widgets and all the things that a website can do. And you can imagine now the value that can bring to inbound demand generation. So people that want what you offer, it's vast. It's like so big. And then you start compounding that with other marketing channels and you've got a business. But I want to use this as a final segue into what you got prepared for AI. Okay, you've got a website. You're showing up in search engines. What does that look like now for brands? What does that look like for businesses that are trying to optimize for AI?
Yeah, so one of the interesting things that has been happening over the last few years is we see more and more businesses trying to adopt a keyword-rich business name. So there's a famous picture that's all over the web of a dentist that's called Dentist Near Me.
Yeah.
Because having that keyword-rich business name really had an impact on maps results. And one of the things that we've been seeing is those keyword-rich business names while they've historically done well in maps and for, especially for local SEO, they are struggling with LLMs because it's not a easily identifiable brand. And so it's got overlap with what everyone else in the world is saying about that particular keyword. And it's hard for that entity to really be recognized by AI. So that's something that I think was a little bit unexpected, that something that people, we've seen people doing it still, and there's still value in it, of even going and registering a DBA so that they can get their business profile to show up for a name that includes their primary service or their keyword.
For example,
so just a quick example, one that I can think of off the top of my head is, there was a ketamine therapy clinic in Salt Lake, and they previously, they had just had a very like a Soundful Mind or something like that business name. And they went and then
kind of brand oriented. Yes. Yeah.
And they had gone and done a DBA and to include ketamine in their business name. And they saw overnight change in their local SEO.
Yeah.
That same experience doesn't necessarily reflect in training. So, Best Locksmith in St. Louis, that's, if you've got that business name and that's your domain name, you're probably going to do pretty well on local SEO, but because everyone says they're the best locksmith in St. Louis, it's going to be a lot harder for AI to single you out and know that you're a brand of your own.
That's what people might be looking for when they type right in.
Are they looking for you? Are they looking for that service? But in particular, we see the third-party mentions becoming so important that all of these third-party mentions of these keyword-rich business names aren't necessarily talking about your brand. And so I think that's where we're seeing LLMs really struggle. The other thing that's been really interesting to see is, so those familiar with SEO that have been using their robots.txt files for all of these years, we're starting to see a rush for adoption of LLMS.txt. So the corresponding directives for large language models. And while we don't have widespread adoption and there's nothing that's been put in place in agreement by any of like the bigger large language models, we see people rushing to implement this. And I think it goes a long way to show how important people are seeing AI and the impact on their business online. And so, yeah,
I love it. So I guess the way we want to wrap up, because we've got a call here, is we want to challenge you. If you're listening to this podcast and you're thinking, you know, I've got a website, I built a website, I used Wix, and, you know, or we've got a pretty good website, we challenge you to consider trying to work with somebody that can actually take it to the next level and see what it can do for your business, especially if you can find somebody that will do a month-to-month service and see how that can actually impact that particular asset and then overall the amount of bottom line that's coming into your business. We would say that if you guys try that, you may be surprised, because like we say, a website can be super powerful. If we've missed something or you have questions about websites in general, hit us up in the comments. We'd love to hear about those. If you've got struggles with your website or otherwise, we're here as well. You can book some time with us. And per usual, this is Run Radio, your go-to podcast for all things digital marketing and growing your business with your hosts, Quinn,
Brian,
and we'll catch you next time.
Go fast, scale smart.
Yes. You guys. Hey guys, thanks for watching this video. Of course, we hope that you liked it and we hope that you want to share it with your friends. Maybe even press that like button for us. Maybe even subscribe. You could toggle the notification bell so that you get notified when we put out our new videos. If you found this content helpful, you guys, go ahead and visit rundigital.com and you can sign up for our newsletter there, where you will receive then all the latest and greatest from Run Radio news and updates, of course, in marketing and in business growth. You can find the sign up on the homepage of the site. Of course, if you're looking for help in your business or your agency, you can reach out directly to us from the website, or you can even check out our completely transparent pricing on rundigital.com/pricing. You guys, we do white label our services to other agencies who may not feel like they have the capabilities to fulfill on some of the things that their clients need. So you can hit us up about that. If nothing else, you can certainly find us on all the socials where we have short form videos on quick tips and tricks that you can do to fix your marketing mistakes right now, or to just get more out of your digital footprint for your business. Anyway, as always, we'll see you in the next video. This is Quinn with Run, Grow Fast, Scale Smart.